Get out of the way. No, this is mine. Get out of the way. I said, get away. This is mine. Go find your own. Go find your own. Who are you? Oh, if you want it, find your own money. Go follow that teacher. He just left. Maybe he'll turn over some more tables for you. Well, that's what we're here for. We came to hear him and he turned over the tables. Look at all this money. You don't think money should be... Well, yes, I heard him earlier. You couldn't help but see the crowd that was with him, the group that followed him along. They were waving palm branches. They were going in front of him. They were laying them on the road. Some of them even took off the coats and laid them on the road. What a waste. What a waste of cloth. And they were screaming, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna. Well, I don't know about all those Hosannas in the kingdom of David coming, but I tell you, look at this loot. Look at this money. I came here just out of curiosity. No, I didn't come here to offer a sacrifice. I'm not one of those that's allowed in there. All I can do is come to the court of the Gentiles. But look at this money. Yeah, there's more down here, but you stay away from it. It's mine. You can go find your own money. Well, yeah. I heard what he had to say. I listened to him. I heard him one other time, too, but I didn't pay much attention. He kept talking stuff about being blessed if you're poor. This is blessing, I'll tell you, not being poor. What do you mean, did I not listen to him? Yes, I heard what he said a few moments ago. Of course I could tell you. After all, we were all standing around waiting to see what he was going to do because those vultures were standing over there lined up. Caiaphas and Annas and Simeon and all those other priests. Well, he came in here and he looked around and he had those other guys with him that follow him everywhere. And he started looking around and all of a sudden he just went crazy. I've heard he's cast demons out of people before. Let me tell you, he acted like he had something going on a while ago. Because he just went crazy. He started throwing these tables of money over. He started turning loose the animals that people were buying and selling. In fact, I saw one man snatched up the lamb he had just bought and was trying to head through. And that Jesus, he grabbed hold of his arms and pulled him apart and turned that lamb loose and told him to get out of there. In fact, he looked over at those vultures over there and he said, you do not understand. My house is to be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. Well, I'll tell you something, they didn't like that one bit. I thought somebody was going to have to do something to Caiaphas because he started to come off his high perch there. He was so angry. He was spewing and spitting and sputtering words. One of the chief priests grabbed hold of him and pulled him back. And then all these little children that were there, they started singing, Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! That's when Caiaphas got himself up to his full height, grabbed his robes, and he said, what are you doing letting these children say this stuff? You need to tell them to be quiet, to be silent. How dare they call you the Son of David? Jesus just looked at him kind of strangely. I could see his lips start to quiver. And then he said, have you not read in the prophets, out of the mouths of babes and infants, have you, O God, perfected praise? Well, I'm going to tell you, Caiaphas spewed and sputtered even more. He couldn't believe it. In fact, he started again, and this Jesus looked at him one more time and said, "You have made this place a den of thieves." And he turned and headed out. You saw him going. You saw him headed toward the gate. But you know, come to think of it, he didn't run away. Did you see what he did? It almost got by me. Did you see that lame man that was there beside the gate? And he reached up and called to this Jesus, and I didn't think of it until now, but suddenly Jesus touched him and he got up and walked away. And he was singing, "Hosanna to the Son of David." And there was a blind man. I've seen that man a long time. He sits there day after day begging for money. Doesn't get any from me, I can tell you that. But this Jesus touched his eyes. And I could almost swear to you that he could see. Well, you know, he left his stick there that he used to get around, and he didn't even walk. He walked into the temple. Jesus gave blessings. Even when Caiaphas was sputtering, Jesus healed. Understand? Do you not understand? A house is a house of prayer. I do remember something he said just last week, the one time I heard him. Some of the priests were following him around, and one of them said, "I wish to ask you a question." Jesus looked at him and said, "Go ahead. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?" Kind of odd that I'm standing here holding money and remembering that. And Jesus said, "Who has a coin?" Someone, one of the tax collectors, held up one, and Jesus said, "Tell me, whose image is upon it?" That tax collector said, "You know, Caesar." Jesus said, "Well, then give to Caesar those things that belong to Caesar, but give to God the things that are in the image of God that belong to Him." I see it now. If, as he says, we are in the image of God, then perhaps this should go back. Perhaps it should be given to Caesar. Perhaps it should be myself. Do you not understand? I guess Jesus was saying all this money is not the important thing. The sacrifices. You know, I'm not one of those that are wealthy. But I guess if I take this money, it's stealing. Do you not understand that my house is a house of prayer? His house. Could Could he truly be son of David? I don't know. But I guess really, the children are right. Hosanna. I think maybe I need to learn more about this Jesus. Perhaps I need to follow Him around this week. And maybe after Passover, perhaps He will let me go along with Him some other places too. Maybe my loyalty should be to Him. I wonder how long He'll last. I sure hope He'll let me go, so I can understand. Did anyone see where He went? Has anyone seen Jesus? Did He go through this gate? No, there He goes. No, there He sits. Or is He sitting? I don't understand. Oh God, help me understand. My house shall be a house of prayer. Lord, I do not understand. Help my understanding. And the question comes, how often do we let the understanding slide? How many times do we think we can grab everything we can? Big temptation in all kinds of areas of life. Without truly understanding this place to which we come on Sunday mornings, on Sunday evenings, on Wednesdays, and at other times, it is indeed like that temple, like the synagogue, a house of prayer. A house of prayer for any who will come and pray. A house of prayer for us to come and pray for those who might come, and even for those who do not. For those who grasp at all the coins and who forget that regardless of who we are, the image on the coin, the image on the hood of the car, the label in the back of the shirt or the dress, that's the image of Caesar. But there's something deep down inside of each one of us that from beginning was meant to be given to God. In the house of prayer and in a world that needs prayer, may we understand. May we understand with the beginnings of that little children's song, as the children, bless you, as the children sang that day, Hosanna to the Son of David. Something that they had heard, something they were repeating, something they didn't understand, but they followed Jesus into that court of the Gentiles, singing Hosanna to the Son of David. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Understand.
And then when we come to that point where we understand that Jesus loves all the children, even those that are 95 and 110 and just a few weeks old, then perhaps we can understand more about the image of God within us and find ourselves truly, truly more prayerful, more willing to serve, even willing to follow when others shake their heads because they don't understand. But when we understand the image or the image, then perhaps we can help them to understand God's house is a house of prayer for all. And it will cease to be a place of commercialism, a place where we sometimes come because of what it can do to help us in some other venue. And when we see that that prayer leads us to service in the image of God, may we pray. Dear God, You have challenged us all of our lives. You have challenged us from beginning. Even when You challenged those first ones in creation, when You said, "You shall eat of everything but this," You challenged them to understand following You. As Jesus challenged those in His day, as He challenged them to understand that there was something more important than the crass commercialism that had surrounded the temple, that it was the image within us that is most important. Help us once again to see that we are imago Dei, image of God. And so is the person next to us, behind us, and that lives across the street from us. Help us to live in Your image, not just at Easter, but each and every day of our lives. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 305. Jesus paid it all. As we sing, our altar is open for a decision that you might make. A decision to be part of this fellowship by joining, a decision to make a first-time profession of faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, or a decision to truly live as image of God, to understand that this place is a place that we come for prayer and worship, but then we leave here with an attitude of prayer and living in the image of God. Hymn number 305, Jesus paid it all.